All right, so we'll say good morning. We're going to skip a couple of pages today to Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph, section titled Losim Lev. No. It's just it happens to be that the pages that are in between, all of everything is important. It just happens to be that just different examples of the same concept. So just to move a little bit towards the next concept, Reish Ayin Aleph, Losim Lev. So literally, again, to be attentive. Adam sha'oseh b'chol yom sha'his bodidus. So we'll say a person who takes the time every day for an hour of contemplation, to take some time to be contemplative, dargoso gvoa af yoser mi adam shu b'dargo shemekabel es ha'yisurim bi'avo v'sameach bi'yisurim. So we'll say, remember again, up until now we've been discussing this concept of Emuna, and what Emuna tells me on a global level is that whatever happens, even those things that are obstacles to the very performance of mitzvah themselves, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so similarly again, when there's setback, when there's difficulty, when there's everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so up until now, we've been focusing on this idea that the highest level of spiritual accomplishment is when a person is able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life circumstances, whether they are good or not so good, whether they're easy or difficult. Now the Mechaber says, by the way, there is another higher level than that. The higher level is a person who is proactively introspective. You see, up until now, we've been speaking about someone who is reactively introspective. Something happens to me, and I introspect. There's a higher level, says the Mechaber, which is a person who is proactively introspective. A person who takes the time, what he calls a shah his bodidos, a person who takes the time each and every day to proactively think about, how am I living? What am I doing? How am I performing? Is the life that I'm living in line with the Ratzon Hashem? Is the life that I'm living in line with the goals I want to accomplish? Before I receive any kind of wake-up calls, before I receive any kind of tap on the shoulder from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being proactively introspective. Zos. Such a person does not wait to receive Yisurim. I will say Yisurim literally means suffering. But it doesn't just have to mean suffering. Yisurim means any tap on the shoulder from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person doesn't wait for the message from God to self-awaken. He self-awakens. Kimuvan inyan zeh b'gimara. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishra B'Yosi. Tov mardus achos b'libo shel adam. Yoser mikam malkios shenemar v'ritva es ma'avel v'amr elcha v'ashuva lishi arishon ki tov li az me'ato v'Rish Lakish amar yoser me'a malkios. So we'll say Rabbi Yossi and Rish Lakish are both saying literally tov mardus achos belibo. Better one, mardus means like better one set of malkios in one's heart than 100 malkios from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which we'll say again is another simple way of saying that it is so much better to be self-aware. It is so much better to be proactively aware than to be reactively aware. Nimtza shekisha adam ba'atzma misorer. When a person awakens himself, v'sam libo me'ilav letakin es masav, and he makes the decision ultimately again to fix his ways. Hu choseich liatzmo harbei me'od yisurin. Such a person goes ahead and saves himself, or potentially saves himself, an incredible amount of difficulty and challenge. For those who believe, not only that, Ela shis orus zu sheba misad ha'adam, hi harbe yoser mo'ila upo elas ala adam la shiva b'tshuva, mimash shepolim yisurim rabim. Well, see, this is a very profound idea. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us messages all of the time? Absolutely. Some of those messages are in the form of good things, some of those messages are in the forms of difficulty and challenges, but all of those messages have the same central message, which is wake up, introspect, and engage in course correction. That's the goal of all the divine messages. But the Mechaber lets us in on is a little secret. I don't have to wait for God in order to engage in this process. I don't have to wait for the tap on the shoulder from the Ribono Shel Olam before introspecting and potentially engaging in course correcting activity. I can engage in this process in a proactive way each and every day. I can engage in this process in a proactive way and actively introspect each and every day and even potentially save myself the divine tap on the shoulder. We'll say last paragraph. Korei Akar, Precious reader, Hisbonin Eze Chesed Godov Rachm Matsun Edu. Contemplate what a great chesed this is. Borea Olam Nasalanu Matana Kizu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this great gift. What's the great gift? Sha'adam Yachal Ayidei Hisbodidus Lihipata Mikol Ha'avonos. That a person ultimately, again through his bodhidos, through contemplation and introspection, could potentially save himself from all the different difficulties. And furthermore, not only can he save himself, but ultimately, again, he could receive reward for the act of tshuva and contemplation. A great reward that cannot be measured. Hisbodidus hima'ala al-yona u'gidola min hakol. So we'll say this over here, we've now just turned the corner, and we've just introduced to something dramatically different. Up until now, we have framed that the pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment is recognizing that all that occurs comes from God. Right? Remember again, the three-pronged level of Amunah. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is for good, and everything has a message. In other words, everything that happens in my life is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what the message is, of course, is the great challenge of existence. Sometimes the message is clear, sometimes the message is not. But everything is a message. Says the Mechaber, again, now that we've mastered that piece, now there's a higher level. And the higher level is what? The higher level is, I don't have to wait for God to receive the messages. I don't have to wait for something to occur, positive or challenging, in order to be able to internalize the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send me. So what does that mean? I can choose to be proactively introspective. I can choose to be the kind of person who actively takes the time to look inward, who actively takes the time to assess, who actively takes the time to look at how am I living, what am I doing, what am I engaging in, and to figure out on my own, am I taking the right course or not? If I am, reinforce. If I'm not, potentially change. And if I do that, then I have the possibility of potentially saving myself from some of those more difficult taps on the shoulder. I have the ability to save myself sometimes from those harsher divine messages which are intended to tell me to ultimately change my ways. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Reish Ayin Beis and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, on Monday.